Did you just call in, Mr. President?
Yeah, come on in. No, I,
My phone rang and,
Yeah, I just have it now.
I didn't have what I put on it.
I didn't want you to bring it up.
Just coming from the street.
Were you busy?
I'm finished.
Oh, no, I've got somebody there. Somebody had a call. Ready to go. I thought there was somebody talking about you.
I don't think.
I don't think that's it.
No, I'd eat the somebody, but they don't give me the cartoon.
Funny, isn't it?
He really, I think he's sort of,
Shit.
He's lost his claim to moral superiority, which is it.
Well, I certainly think that's the point that, this very, what Braden calls, this very Christ-like man, sort of better than the rest of us. He's so clean and decent, straight arrow and honest in politics. For God's sakes. You know, I would just say he can read a little bit of on our side.
Oh, well, you speak them too well.
And frankly, in the administration, you know what I mean? We group of people with some concern, which is trying to call it.
And they're not stopping. They're still trapping at you. They're still trapping him up.
I'm gonna go over to this, doing the staff briefing now. You know, Eric's campaign thing, yeah.
Good.
I think I would go over, but, do you want to go ahead with a couple of those meetings that we talked about?
We could go to some areas there. What time could you do that?
We can start at ten.
Well, Gregor, will we finish ten?
Or 10:30, yeah.
All right, ten is fine.
Should I bring water in for 10 minutes?
Anytime, yeah.
At 11?
The, you.
Anytime, yeah.
And women, and then, sort of the other leaders that you don't know. Types and the Malik was putting together. Malik has some thoughts as to sort of leaving out any others.
Any other.
I'll go over that. I said that.
I just leave those out because I just say that I want to meet people that I haven't met. Malik, let Malik be the sort of the honcho woman. Like he always used to bring in. So I just want to bring him.
Yeah.
I mean, get a picture taken and take 15 minutes.
The youth one, I'm especially anxious for you to.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I hear there. So they are really under.
By the time our congressional guys got through with that,
yeah.
They were running around lining up votes getting Scott to co-sponsor it. Now we are in a brawl with Fulbright over an amendment which means nothing.
Well, friendly amendment. The whole committee.
Yeah.
Like, it just caught on.
Exactly. So Breen says, what are you trying to do? Attach a reservation to Brezhnev's signature when he's already orally promised you all these things? Because there's nothing new in there.
What can we do about it now?
Well, what we're doing now, Mr. President, says one particularly offensive clause in there to the Russians, which says, regardless of the agreement, if they do certain things. Now, I'm working on traction to get him to strike that regardless of the agreement. I've called Travis.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do.
And Fulbright last
night. Well, I'll tell you what you can do if you want. I will, if it becomes necessary, you can bring Jackson down and talk to me, and I can give him an absolute assurance.
Yeah, that's not
no dangerous. It's too late.
It's gonna.
It's already done.
No. They're voting on it this morning. I think we can get Jackson to delete the sentence. If he deletes the sentence, Fulbright will say that's all he wanted. I worked that out last night. And then I can tell the Russians.
All right, please tell Jackson, Senator, I talked to the president about this. And he knows all about this. He says, you know what his position is. I'd be pretty.
Frankly, we sort of dropped the ball on our congressional side on this because I thought we'd get Jackson, Buckley, and Goldwater to co-sponsor, get all the hawks together. That would have helped us with the Russians because we could have then proved.
What the hell's the matter with
them? So they didn't mean any harm. The thing caught on. Scott asked us, do we oppose it? We said, no, we don't oppose it. So he figured, well, what the hell, I'll put my name on it.
He wanted to keep it from being just the right one. He was well-meaning. He didn't know anything.
We agreed that I actually would have helped him more than others to have it all right.
But our call Jackson, by the way. Well, anything you need to have that, Pastor Jerry Smith, of course, went up on the hill and started lobbying against it.
So that means
well, it'll work out. Oh, it's a tempest in the teapot. It's not a match, is it?
That's a big leg up. The biggest leg up you have on this person is this office, because you can do things from here that
maybe so.
Well, you can. You know, we move on a food price thing somewhere or another.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? I just started up on the highway. I said, I think somebody screwed that up. I'm trying to get at the bottom of it. He said, it's Peterson. Well, that's a silly Scott thing I ever heard. The idea of keeping hides. Not allowing the export of hides. First of all, it doesn't affect the price of shoes. That's the point.
Well, that was the piece of work that I. He spent about 2 months making that decision. And,
from a political standpoint, I think about the first vote from the average person who didn't want to ban about hides. I mean, the consumer. And I'm sure that this is not going to send the cattle right up the wall. Let's turn around on high and see the council and freeze. And if that is possible, give them that. Give 5 cents, all right. Give in on the high, we've got to freeze the price. I don't know. It's a believe me, I think even Ridgemar Hill would take the terrace off, which looks like a permanent thing. But Ridgemar Hill would be fireworks. I believe it freezes on for 90 days.
The freeze is present depends entirely on one fact, which you will get total disagreement among your advisors. The freeze depends on whether food prices, farm prices are going to decline or increase over the next 3 months. If they're going to decline, you can put a freeze on and tell every housewife in America that if the price goes up next week, you call the IRS and demagogue the hell out of that. And there'll be no buying if prices are going up. If they're going up, it's not workable. It's just that simple. Agriculture says they're going down. Stein asked his wife, he said, yeah, meat prices are on the way down. I said, well, what would happen if we froze right now? He said, well, you'd probably lose the benefit of some slight drought. So I said, who the hell cares? But if the consumer knows that it's frozen and that porterhouse steak is $1.90 a pound, now it's $1.90 a pound, that's a or hamburger 65 cents a pound now at 65 cents in October. She knows it. And as a matter of fact, if you gave us an address on it this time, for example, I'd do just what Jim Martin said and always say anything about it. You know, you used to talk about it, you know, you ever heard of any late '40s, early '50s. Always used to be charging the Democrats with normal inflation. Say you used to pay 47 cents a pound for butter, now you pay 65. That's the Democrats. He reduces to something that people really understand. And he can use some specific examples. Bread, it's 22 cents a loaf, it's going to stay 22 cents a loaf. Now, in the affirmative, where it's for 4 weeks and answer negatively. And the most commonly, the most frequently given reason is that what now appears to become a more productive person. So it's.
That's good, yeah. Get that on.
He's gonna do this weekend, and but beyond that, he says it's true. He says the little guys, which create that difference in volume between 12 and 20 minutes.
19, right.
Are coming. Now we're buying again. And I looked at the volume, it's true, the volume is
19,
coming back up.
17, maybe more, I don't.
But on a day when it's only the professionals drinking, you're down around 9, 10, 12. But it's a function of people now being convinced that you're gonna be elected. The word, the McGovern fears, the goal goes up again, but same thing.
You know, it's interesting that this Bremer story is out that he was out to shoot me in the face. I accidentally had this kind of conscious.
Yes, it does.
Or me to read.
No, it does help us, but it does, because it creates
some feeling.
Some feeling.
Empathy.
Empathy, but it's
scary to do it.
Oh, God, I don't like to think about it.
I should have been out of it. Came down here, tore up the newspaper.
I got home from the boat trip last night, and my wife was just, she was all disturbed. She watched it. I told her, "Oh my God!" President went out one door, he got out the other, and it just upset the hell out of her. I mean, it was really
for people to worry about.
Yeah, it did.
It was the ping pong team, apparently. You read about them, so you had seen them in the garden. But of course, it was not a public event that anybody could come in. So he would have been searched before he got in there.
I suppose there's not anything you can do with it, but not. Should
it? That's all. I mean, it's about all. They know that you put him away and don't find him criminally insane, let him out for 4 years and kill somebody else. That's what happened. Okay.
That's what normally happens.
It shouldn't happen in this case.
I don't think it will. In a celebrated case, it's very hard. The notoriety of this case.
What's happened to Bobby Kennedy killer?
He was sentenced to, well, he was sentenced to be executed. He was saved by the Supreme Court. But that sentence will not be now being reduced. But he'll be out.
All right,
I don't think I'll hold that. But that's Massachusetts.
Oh, did they keep him in?
It's a very good sentence. It really is. It's something.
But it seems to me that if you don't have the death penalty, you certainly have to deal with that. Life in prison without parole. Is that a matter of Massachusetts?
Mandatory, yes, sir.
Life in prison without parole.
It's in Massachusetts, it's so.
You just put them away.
It's so severe, a number of years, that it depends on the offense as well. I think it's a third time offense, there's a mandatory sentence. So no, it would be a